Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, of course, ladies and gentlemen, it is June the 19th, 2015, Freedom Friday, as we continue the growth series for this month, as we close out this month. Well, this year's gone by already 6 months in a year. We got 6 months left. So, as an entrepreneur, as a small business owner, your focus and goal is to make sure that you're getting your information out in the marketplace correctly. We're going to have a great show today. We're talking about some really good things for the, so far, the reflect of what we've done this year, 2015, and what we're going to do for the remaining part of this year, 2015, as we close it out. So I'm going to make a few announcements on some things that we got going on. We want to welcome my son's website with LittleEcashBoy.com that we just activated for him in reference to his music and what he's doing in the marketplace. On social media and all that. And then we're talking about the book by Rebecca M. Shepherd, Joy Comes in the Morning, the author out of Akron, Ohio, and her website that we've, of course, we just updated again, where we're just adding some new pieces to it. You can just check her website out at www.RebeccaMShepherd.com. And again, that's www.RebeccaMShepherd.com. So we're going to be going over a few things that's really going to be an awesome opportunity for people who want to start their own businesses. What does it really take today to be an entrepreneur, and what does it really take to really grow a massive network? I've been asked this question time and time again, and every time I always reflect and think about these questions that people are asking, and you know, how long does it take? Small businesses, before they become great big companies, start off small. They don't have a whole lot of know-how, a lot of information, or a lot of capital, as you say, to get started. But one thing they do have is drive. So I will say this to everybody. If you have a strong drive and you're not giving up and you don't quit, you can become successful no matter what it is you do. But make sure that it's relevant. And it's, again, we're satisfying these three things in the marketplace is what people want, need, and can afford. If you satisfy these three things, you can be successful today. So with that being said, your website, if you're internet-based or looking to be internet-based, you have to have pertinent content that's going to really make it or break it for you, that's going to really send home a lot of people to go to your site and get the information that they're looking for. And number two, if it's interactive, then you're doing a great job on that level as well. And as you guys can see, we can continue that conversation, and it's going to really help everybody to really stream home what it is they need to do day by day. If you're selling a product, then you know it's a product business. Your e-commerce site has to be interactive as well, and making sure that you get feedback from your customers on what they're buying and purchasing from you from week to week. Your goal is to move volume. Bottom line, as I said before, I say again, it's all about volume today. How much volume do you want to move each week, each month in your business? You should know these things, and you should have a set number that you want to move to try to keep yourself going in the marketplace. It's a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. You do not want to miss it, and you do not want to not have the opportunity to get the information direct from the customers. You got to be customer-oriented more than ever. But then again, you have to be relationship-building when it comes to marketing your product or service online, or if you have a brick-and-mortar location and people come into your facility or your store. So as a business owner, your focus and goal is connecting with the people in your community in the area where you do business. If you're not, then you're going to miss out on a lot of great opportunities that could be for you. So without further ado, I'm going to share this also tip with you. You want to make sure that you have every idle thing down and put it in the outline format where you guys can see the things that you need to be tackling on a regular daily basis. If you don't do your short-term goals as well as your long-term goals, then you're going to miss out on a lot of great opportunities for yourself. So if you have any questions in reference to becoming an entrepreneur, if you're starting out, if you already started and it's kind of slow, you're getting stagnant in certain areas, please contact us and let us know. Get us some information to what you want done, and then basically we can assist you with that. You can always go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. So with that being said, guys, I just want to make sure that you guys have every tool and tip and information that's going to be relevant for you today in the marketplace. And, guys, we're always going to be utilizing the WIN formula, what's important now. That's the key to success today. If it's relevant, we're going to focus on it, we're going to tackle it, and we're going to get it done. We won't even talk about it. So let's just keep focused, keep making sure that you're following one course until successful, and making sure that you're doing everything to get the product and service that you're providing into people's hands. Putting the information out there and educating your people is the key to success today. You got to educate, you got to innovate, and you also got to connect. Make sure that your connections is powerful, and making sure that you keep them informed, whether it be social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or you can also use it on the marketing materials, whether you have a brochure, pamphlet, or whatever. Your goal is to make sure that you continue this on a regular daily basis. Notice I said the key word daily, so that way everybody will know exactly what it is you do. Be your own marketing guru. Instead of you trying to find people, you be the one to be the representative of your business, your company. And brand it properly, too, guys. You can get shirts, T-shirts, whatever marketing that you want to do campaign-wise, you want to make sure you have something to give. And also, don't be hesitant to give away free gifts or incentives program to put in place in your business so that way people can keep coming back because they know you're going to give them something, reward them for buying your product or service. Give them some ideas of that you're a giver and it's not just a taker. So if you continue on that path, guys, you will continue to grow your business successfully. So I just wanted to share these little small tips with you as we continue on. And next week on our show, GC Professional Radio, we're going to have a special guest on our show. We're going to be talking about a lot of opportunities for entrepreneurs, whether you're an author of a book, no matter if you're a brick-and-mortar location, a retailer, no matter what it is you're doing in business, your focus and goal is volume. Always keep that in mind. You want to grow. There's more people to reach out to than you think. Believe me, it's over 340 million people in the United States. 1%, ladies and gentlemen, is all you need to succeed. 1% of the market. If you focus and stay focused on that, you will see your results and changes will come to you. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this show each and every week, and that we're going to continue to share with you some good ideas that's going to really help and benefit you along the way. So, again, always make sure that you keep notes, copious notes, when we're talking about information that's going to be relevant for you to do. And, guys, these are action item things that we're going to give you to assist you. So that way you can make sure that you're understanding what you need to do each and every day, each and every week, and per month on your regular basis. Do you know your numbers? Do you know exactly what it is you're moving? And do you understand the product? Remember, always remember, this is a learn-as-you-earn business. Your business is learn-as-you-earn. So that way you can be the expert. It can come to you. And that way, nobody can say anything that you don't give them that they can't say that you didn't do. So you guys got to be the masters of these things. And if you continue on that level, that's another tip. You're going to learn, and you're going to continue to grow. The key idle thing that I keep sharing with everybody on the planet, for me, is growth. Without that, we just live, we're not existing. We just exist and we're not living. So you want to make sure that you're doing everything possible toward your growth, toward your goals, and toward your success. Your focus is always the key factor, not to get distracted, not to be hung up or caught up on the things that really don't matter. What matters is movement. The more movement, the more momentum you build in your business, the stronger you get. Build your momentum. Make sure you continue that and make sure that nobody distracts you from that. So that's one of the things you want to make sure you continue to learn as you earn. One other opportunity out here, ladies and gentlemen, in reference to business today is making sure that you're co-oping with the right group of people. You want to co-op with people who are about growth. If you focus on that, you will come out better in your community, in your area where you are. Look at your local churches, nonprofit organizations, chamber of commerce, local businesses, schools, all of these opportunities, guys, that you don't seem to tap into, you need to start focusing on. This is also going to help you grow your network and your business successfully as well. So you want to make sure you're doing that on a regular, consistent, daily basis. And then make sure you build your funnel. Make sure you build your contact base. Continue to reach out to people more and more. If you're not a people person, then it's going to be difficult for you to grow a successful network and a business. But you can always get somebody on your team who can assist you on that level if you're not the one. So that's another opportunity you can do. So make sure that you stay focused and clear and concise when it comes to reaching your goal and hitting your bottom line. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this show each and every week. And also, too, you're going to be sharing some other ideas and things that's going to really help you guys really maximize the moment. That's what you want to focus on, is maximizing the moment, where you are, the time that you're in right now. And the time that we're in right now is basically a great time for us to really get it together and to get it moving. So if you want to continue to consistently do that, you again have to get the right group of people on your team to assist you on that level. The more you stay strong there, the better you are. So I'm going to share that with you. And again, you want to keep moving, keep forward, and always keep building your dreams. So with that, thank everybody for tuning in. This is just a short edition of this show for the day. I have so much I've been working on this week. But I'm really excited because, again, it gives everybody opportunity for growth. Keep that in mind. Growth is the most important commodity on the planet. And the more you stay focused on growth, the stronger you're going to get. So with that, it's going to be a plum-pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. And I want to continue to say, keep building the faith, ladies and gentlemen, and keep building the dream. We'll be right back.